我们上个礼拜总算开始讲了一点哈，复习一下哈。上个礼拜讲了标题就是题目译者，还有就是儿时无尽意菩萨即从坐起偏躺右肩合掌向佛，只要有这个的话就是第一段哈。而作誓言，世尊，观世音菩萨以何因缘名观世音？
So, just a quick review for last week. Last week, we finally began to talk about the sutra. We talked about the sutra title. We talked about different parts of sutra, and we actually started the first paragraph. If you look at page 3, we started...At that time, Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve rose from his seat, bared his right shoulder, joined his palms, and facing the Buddha said, O world honored one, how did Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva get the name Guan Shi Yin?
After 24品妙音菩萨品以后到准备讲25品普门品的，就是那个时候啊，无尽意菩萨，我们也解释了无尽意它的意思是在哪里哈。他即时就是马上一讲完，他就马上站起来，他的站起来那个动作跟把他像我们这样把右肩露出来合掌这个动作全部是身啊，而作誓言就是嘴巴讲是口。那合掌的时候就其实心也是，这些就代表在印度那时候的礼仪，很恭敬的请法。
So just a quick recap of what we talked for the first paragraph. So at that time, it basically means after the chapter 24, when the wondrous sound Bodhisattva story finished, at that time, the instant...The Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve just rise from the seat and bared his right shoulder, joined his palms, and facing the Buddha. So this part, the sequence of movements is represent the body, the behavior. And what he said, O world-honored one, how did Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva get the name Guan Shi Yin? This is the words. And while he's doing this, the behavior and the speaking with the pureness of behavior and speaking, he also have the pureness of mind. So this whole sequence, excuse me, this is a display of Indian demeanor and politeness. It shows his respect, his pureness of behavior, speaking, and mind.
叫三业恭敬勤法。
So this is
三口意三业。
This means the three are karmic actions. The mind, the behavior, and the words, the speaking, are pure to request the Dhamma.
那印光大师特别讲的，我觉得这个是我们学佛的常常要记在心里的。佛法在恭敬中求，有一份恭敬，就有一份受用。
So,Venerable Yin Guang has mentioned something very important, that the Dhamma must be asked and request with utmost respect. A little bit more respect means a little bit more benefit.
那一般来讲，问为什么要问观世音菩萨，他为什么叫观世音，因为跟他的行愿跟他修行有关，所以无尽意菩萨第一个问题问佛就是问这个。
So usually a Bodhisattva's name is deeply related to their vows and their practices. So the first question Infinite Resolve asked the Buddha is, where does the name Guan Shi Yin, which the meaning translates to Bodhisattva who listens to the voices of the world come from. So this is deeply related to Bodhisattva's his or her vows and practice.
那等于看第十八页哈，第三行，善男子。
So if you look at page four of the English, where the Buddha started answering, the Buddha answered Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve, good man.
哎，这个好像佛告，哦哟，对，第二，善男子，若有无量百千万亿众生受诸苦恼，闻是观世音菩萨一心称名，观世音菩萨即时观其一生，皆得解脱。我们现在念第一段的这个哈，好。
So, please turn to page 4 of the English version of the sutra. The Buddha answered Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve.Good man, if all the countless hundreds of thousands of millions of living beings tormented by misery and pain hear of Guanxing Bodhisattva and with all their hearts invoke his name, Guanxing Bodhisattva will immediately respond to their prayers and set them free.
Could you find?
Can you find it? Page 4?
Okay.
Yes.
那我们现在就开始跟大家解释一下，善男子是指有两种意思哈，一个是有善心的男子哈，那吴敬义因为他是善心做到底，那我们凡夫呢，就是心清净没有烦恼的时候呢是善女人善男子，但有烦恼的时候就不叫善女人善男子
啊。你要讲第二个吗？还是
没有关系
？Okay. So, let's start in detail interpret the good man. So, what does the good man mean? Good man. It has two folds of meanings. The first meaning is excellent. Have an excellent heart, mind, where he doesn't have vexations.So, like human beings like us, when our mind is pure without vexations, we have good mind, good heart. But when we are full of vexations, then we're not good man or good woman in those instances when we're full of vexations and worriness.
那这一段呢？释迦牟尼佛对吴敬义讲的时候是总答，就是像总论啊。那后面的几段就是他的一段一段的来解释细答啊，这别答。
So this paragraph is where Buddha provides a summary of the meaning. Where does this name come from? Why she gets this name? In the following paragraph, he'll go into more detail.
那刚刚讲善男子有善心啊，那善有两种解释，一个就是没有烦恼要有智慧，一个呢就没有嗔跟贪要就有慈悲，就是智慧跟慈悲都有的那个，就是像吴敬义菩萨，像我们的是有时候有智慧有时候有慈悲，那智慧慈悲一起的时候很少。
So, we just talked about one fold of meaning of good man, which is no vexation. This is from the perspective of wisdom. The second fold is, of good man is having a benevolent, kind heart and mind. So this is from the perspective of anger,and no greediness. This is from the perspective of being compassionate. So for a human being, it's very hard when you keep wisdom and compassionate at the same time, all the time. Sometimes we have a little bit of wisdom, sometimes we have a little bit of compassionate. But good man means he has both the wisdom and the compassion.
刚刚忘了把这段整个的意思跟大家解释一下哈。佛告诉无尽意菩萨说，哇，你是因为无尽意菩萨是现大夫大丈夫相嘛，所以他是善男子啊。我们一般的众生啊，很多很多的众生都在苦恼当中呢，但是假如有听过观世音菩萨的名字的话呢，而且你会一心来称念的时候呢，观世音菩萨马上只要你称念你有苦难，他马上就会过来帮助你，让你把从这个苦难中离开啊。
So just to quickly paraphrase this paragraph, quickly explain it. So the Bodhisattva, you know, answered Bodhisattva Infinite. Sorry, the Buddha answered Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve, good man. It's because the Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve shown as a male appearance, and. So he was saying, for all the sentient beings, for who are suffering, if we hear Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva's name, if we just chant her name with all focus, with all our hearts, then Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva will observe that voice, will contemplate on that voice, and respond to you instantly.
那这边要跟大家提到的一下，就是我们他有两个办法哈，就是我们怎么跟观世音菩萨会相应哈。第一个，你要曾经听过观世音菩萨的名字，要不然你不会称念嘛。
So there are two ways that we get the benefit of Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva. The first is to hear Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva's name and chant her name. Because if you haven't heard her name, then you can't chant.
那我们人呢，有很多很多的苦恼。那痛苦一般来讲，生理上的痛苦啊，还比较好解决。那心理上的痛苦呢，一般都没有那么容易放得下。
So, for ordinary human beings, like when we're in pain, the physical pain is relatively easy to resolve, to solve, versus the mental pain is way harder to let go.
那心理的苦恼哈、啊。师父有讲我们怎么面对它处理它怎么样再来有四个接受它最后放下它
So for the mental pain our 师父圣严Venerable 圣严mentioned the ways to handle it. Does anybody know how to?There are four steps you can do if you're in mental pain. Does anybody remember? It's okay. There are four steps. The first step is to face it. The second step is to accept it. The third step is to deal with it. The fourth and final step is to let it go.
所以我们心里的苦恼一般来讲我们很少会去面对它接受它我们都会用我们原来的习惯去逃避它或者是绕弯绕的走
So yeah, so in actual real life, we really apply these four steps, hence we are in likehuge mental pain. Usually when we are faced with something, we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to face it or accept it. Not to mention deal with it. We always try to avoid it or circumvent it in some way.
那所以其实心里的根本的烦恼就是佛教讲的心的烦恼心从心里面产生的。
So from a Buddhist perspective, the cause of the root cause of your pain is from your heart, from your mind. When your mind, your heart can't accept it, can't deal with it, then that's when your vexation arise.
那我们最麻烦的就是又提不起又放不下，抓在手中就是烦恼。
So for us, the root cause of vexation in our mind is we refuse to face it and let it go.
那提得起英文应该怎么讲？ To handle?
To handle and accept it.
所以我们常常就是弄得手就是黏糊糊的，因为又丢不掉又提不起。
所以 in the most case, we just get our hands like sticky. We just can't handle it. Then we don't want to let vexation go.
那在普门品这边就告诉我们，当我们在受苦的时候呢，我们就因为我们大家现在都听到观世音菩萨的名号了嘛，就一心一意的虔诚的念的时候，那时候观世音菩萨就会来帮我们把我们的困难解决。
So, from this universal door chapter, what we learned is when we are chanting Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva's name with all our mind, then Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva will come and help us resolve the current vexation, the current difficult situation.
那一心称名呢，这个一心是一个重点。
So, with all our hearts invoke her name is, with all our hearts is the emphasizing that focus, that dedication.
那一心呢是佛教的最重要的一个转机的，我们假如说想要变，他们说开悟如比反掌还要容易，就是因为我们心的关系。
So there was a saying that getting enlightened is easier than flipping your hand, because it's essentially the effect of your heart, of your mind.
那大家应该都有经验哈，只要刚刚走过来的那个人，你以前有跟他有过过节的时候，心里会不舒服，对不对？那个感觉就是，其实就是，一种烦恼。
So, we will have this experience if, you know, we have argument or disagreement with someone, then whenever we see them, we will feel a little bit uncomfortable. This is one form of vexation, actually.
可是假如后面那个人你看得很欢喜，那你那个心根本就不要做调整，马上就转。
But then if this person is followed by another person that you really like, that you're on very agreeable terms, then your heart just becomes very comfortable and happy. It's like in an instant, your mind just turns around.
中间也没有告诉你说，哎，我刚才很生气，我现在很高兴，就很自动的，就是看到那个影像，你就或者想到你就很开心。
So, did anyone tell you in the middle that, hey, you're upset just now, now become happy? No, right? It's basically an automatic process. Once you see the image or in your imagination, your heart just instantly become happy.
这个就像五浊恶世到极乐世界，中间其实没有过程了，就这样转，就连转都没有，其实就是好像连翻的功夫都没有，就已经过来了。
So this is from, this.Instant turn of your mind is like turning your environment from, the hideous, evil demon hell realm to a pure land. It's you turn around your environment instantly without any transition.
所以到底这个世界是五浊恶世还是极乐世界？
所以
他的决定就是在我们的心。
So, look around your environment. Is this world a, you know, an evil, evil world or like beautiful, pure land? It all depends on your heart.
那所以你跟人有过节的哈，要打开走到解脱哈，跟你心里不清净要走到清净，其实最用功的地方就是在你的心，心的用功。
So for you to, you know, become enlightened, to resolve your uncomfortable, your vexation with all the people you have arguments, you have disagreement, the essential step is to turn around your mind, to turn it from not pure, full of vexation, to pure and full of wisdom.
那我们就要学观世音菩萨，怎么学呢？从一心称名这边开始，这个地方其实就是我们要用功的地方。
So how do we learn from Guan Yin Bodhisattva, which is the theme of this series? The starting point of a practice can be chanting the name with all our heart.
那在就是楞严经里面大势至菩萨念佛圆通章里头有讲到
in Shirogama Sutra, 大势至 Bodhisattva, have it in the chapter of chanting Buddha's name to gain enlightenment.
他里头有谈到一心啊，他里头面的故事大家都很熟悉啊，提起来跟大家分享。他说如何成就一心啊，就是静念相续，早也念，晚也念，一心称名观世音菩萨的名号啊，念念都是从心起，念念都是清净，不打妄想，念念不离心，这样慢慢就能够达到一心。
So, 大势至 Bodhisattva mentioned how to practice to achieve that you have this all mind. So all heart. Basically, all heart means one heart. You dedicate this heart to the chanting. So basically, you have this continuation of pure mind. In the morning you chant, in the evening you chant. With all your mind, with one mind, you chant Guan Yin Bodhisattva's name. Every chanting. So in Chinese, the chanting and the mind, instance of mind is the same word, Nian. So every chanting, every mind, it's from your heart, your mind. In every chanting, your mind is pure. And you don't give rise to other thoughts because all your mind, all your heart is dedicated to the chanting. It doesn't leave your mind. And then you can achieve all mind.
那在大势至菩萨念佛圆通章里面有讲啊，他怎么讲呢？就是说，就像母亲跟小孩子的关系来讲，一般来讲，母亲啊，为了要照顾小孩子，那小孩子假如不听话、不受教，他宁愿到外头嘛。我听过好多小孩子念大学，离家越远的学校他越选嘛，哈，就不要就在家附近嘛。他就是已经几十年都被家里照顾了嘛，他现在就要长大要飞出去了嘛，哈。
So to illustrate this with one heart, with one mind, so like the chapter Dashiji Bodhisattva mentioned, the compassionate power of Bodhisattva is like, you know, mother-son, mother-child relation. The Bodhisattva are like our mom, they take care of us. But if we don't listen to our parents, you know, they have no way. Like, you know, in Fashi mentioned that for teenagers, they want, when it's time to enroll in college, their wish is to go as far from home as possible to be away from their parents.
那做长辈的，做妈妈，做家长也没有办法。
And for mom, for parents, they don't have any way if we are determined to go, to be away from mom.
等到有一天呢，小孩子在外面受苦了，碰壁了，那忽然想到，哎，他想念他妈妈的时候，孩子在那头想，母亲在这边就一般来讲都可以感受到。
So, but one day in college when you're suffered from difficult situations, when you think about your mom actually can feel it no matter how far you are.
你们应该有这个经验嘛，小朋友眼睛这样动一动，你大概知道他的心思在想什么。所以你对你的小孩子一般来讲都有这方面的我们叫感应。
So usually, you guys here may have experienced this when your kid, you know, when they blink their eyes, you just know what they're thinking about. So from this perspective, it's like the kids get the benefits of your understanding.
那我们一般佛教就叫感应道教，道教，道教。
In Buddhism, it's like we have an explanation, like, you know, the two sides, the mom and kid, we are able to feel, you know, it's like telepathy, like you can kind of remotely have understanding and feel each other.
那我们现在刚刚讲了嘛，当我们一称念的时候，观世音菩萨马上啊，没有停啊，他就来观其音声，他这边啊，观其音声就是马上来啊。那为什么他不用闻其音声，而用，因为他用耳根嘛，为什么他不用，而是用观这个字
？So once you chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, she will you know, come and respond.Contemplate on your sound immediately. Here the Chinese corresponding words is guan, which basically means to observe and to contemplate. So Fa Shi mentioned, why doesn't we use, you know, hear the sound, which in Chinese is wen qi, wen. So why does Guan Shi in Bodhisattva contemplate on your sound, your voice, your chanting, not hear your voice, your chanting.
那我看了一本，就是小云法师在《观音原型》里头提到的。他说，主要是因为观世音菩萨已经成就了，就是已经修行成功，所以他的六根可以互用。
So, you know.So the reason why Fa Shi researched a lot of, you know, different work on this, and one of the Dharma teacher, the Venerable Shaoyun, mentioned in Guanyin's Magnificent Action book, she mentioned that Guanyin Bodhisattva, she is enlightened. She has the wisdom of Buddha. So once she's enlightened, all her six sense organs are connected to each other.
所以六根清净以后呢，六根是可以互用的，并不是只有听，就只有听，还可以观，还可以去做。
So once you're enlightened, your mind is pure, then the six sense organs are connected. So your ear organ, which we know the Guanyin Bodhisattva use ear organ to attain enlightenment, the ear organ cannot only hear, it can observe the appearance, like, and it can do things, it can behave. So all your six sense organs are somewhat have the capability to do different things.
所以只要有人求的时候，他马上就可以知道，而且马上就去做，没有等一刻说你等等，我现在太忙，等一下。所以他们为什么观世音菩萨千手千眼，他的意思就是说他可以马上，虽然他只有一个人的身啊，可是他可以同时做很多事情。
So that's why, because she has this enlightenment with the six sense organ or have the capability to sense. That's why once you ask for her help, she just knows instantly. She won't say, hey, can you wait a moment? I'm busy. She will just, instantly respond to all the requests at the same time. That's why in some temples, you see the statue of Guanyin Bodhisattva. She has thousands of hands, and on each hand you can see eyes, like thousands of eyes. That's why she can instantly come and help.
所以就说这个就是比喻，你一触到的时候他马上就可以去做到，这主要就是六根互用的关系。
So this explains once your mind touches it, your your other sense organs, your hand can just reach there and do things to help.
那也就是好比我们人有六个就是一个房子有六个门啊，只要有一个门有东西塞住，就代表六根不能互用啊，就不通。所以呢，假如说我们六根是通的话，圆通的话，是可以互用的。
So this, our six sense organs is like six gates. If we are enlightened, then they are all connected. But if one of them, before we reach enlightenment, it's like there are obstructions in front of the doors, then they are not connected, then you don't have the capability.
那主要观世音菩萨他成功的地方就是慈悲智慧，这个用这个观照来，你不用讲话，他也不用讲话，他就可以帮助人家。
So that's why Guanyin Bodhisattva has that compassion and wisdom that sometimes you don't even need to speak and she will be able to sense you.
那小云法师是天台讲，一般都讲天台的哈，所以他也用体用其成。
So
体用其成。
Okay. So Xiao Yun Fa Shi is from the Tianhai school. So she mentioned that this can be called the original, the essence and the application are connected, are fulfilled at the same time.
所以呢，他只要有人求一心啊，这个还有条件呢、啊，不是随便讲讲，而且要真心诚意的求，他就会救去救度了。
So once you ask for her help, genuinely, she will come help.
那到底我们可不可以做得到？
So can we do this ourselves?
最重要，我们要先发这个愿啊，要发普门的愿，普门就是很平等的去救济哈，这个愿第一个要发。
So the most important thing for us to achieve this ourselves is we make vows, we make great long-term vows, this universal vow of universal door, we treat everybody, every sentient being as equal.
那我们发了这个愿，可是我们做不做，有没有去做？我们常常发愿，那那个过程，要达成那个事情的那个过程是什么？就是行嘛，我们要去做。
And once we have the vow, then we need to actually do it. We have to do practicing our vow.
就是我们要做 doer, 要做，也要学了以后要去做。
So Fa Shu is saying we cannot just be a sayer, we also need to be a doer to do what we set out to achieve.
他这边一个例子还蛮有意思，他说一个学生他要功课好，可是他不用功。
So, so 小云法师's example that is that, a student wants to achieve, you know, straight A, but then they don't do the work, they don't work hard, then it's like you have the vow, then you don't practice.
可是我也看过有人没有用功，可成绩很好的。
法师 was saying, but I also do see people who don't work hard and attain grade A.
那我没有看到是这一世没有看到，可能他上一世或前几世是有底子在那边的。
So 法师 explains this as that on this life they give the appearance that they don't work hard, but maybe they accumulate all this knowledge from their previous life or previous one.
那我曾经听过有一位已经离开我们僧团的法师，他念书他看一遍就背起来，然后他在大学的时候就这样看一遍。
So Fa Shu was mentioning a story of a Bodhisattva who left the monastery. So
南宗.
So he would, you know, read the textbook for one time and he was able to memorize it.
那我这边想要强调，我们一般的人啊，包括我自己啊，假如我们愿跟我们的想要实现的东西要达成，中间你要用功，要不然的话，你的愿跟你想要达成或者想要帮助人家的那个愿，你是不容易做到的。在中间就是要用功。
So here I want to emphasize that in order to achieve your vow, in order to achieve what you set out to do, in the middle what you need to put in actual work. You need to work hard, be studious.
那这边不是提到一心称名吗？那观世音菩萨就马上，观世音菩萨马上就知道了以后就会过来。这个众生跟观世音菩萨这两个要有我们佛教讲的感应道交。
So, Once you chant this name, Guan Bodhisattva will immediately come over to help you. In order to have this capability, between us and the Bodhisattva, we need to have this remote, you know, understanding.
那个感应啊，快不快？其实就看你的一心有没有成。他 它是可以很快，可是你自己不用功的话，不认真的话，它那个感应道交的那个电波是不强的。
It's like a telegraph. It's so when you're trying to see if the speed of this remote correspondence, this remote understanding, the speed of this is totally dependent on if your heart is genuine. If your heart isn't genuine, the feeling, the understanding won't be strong enough.
那有一个形容还我觉得也不错，跟大家分享一下。
So there's a metaphor I want to share with you.
菩萨的光明啊，就像太阳一样，没有偏的，它就照遍所有的大地啊，每个地方照到底都被日光普照啊。那照不到的时候呢，是我们自己障碍我们自己。
So the brightness, the brightness of Bodhisattva, of Buddha is like the sun. It shines on every corner, everywhere. If we don't get that sunlight, it's because we refuse to get that sunlight. We set obstructions between ourselves and the sun.
那所以我们现在凡夫嘛，还没有修成，我们第一个就是像师父讲的，要先接受它。假如我们不接受的话呢，我们跟菩萨的那个感应道家的频道啊是很弱的。
So for our ordinary human beings, what we want to do is to strengthen this mutual, remote understanding correspondence, this mutual feeling with Bodhisattva. The first step is to accept it, to know this thing exists.
啊，我们总算要讲到第二段了。
And finally, we will go to paragraph 2.
啊，那大家把那个第十八页第二段哈，我们给它念到。水、火、水、黑风，总共有个七个难，我们先念三个难。
So now we finally go to paragraph 2. We will, look into the seven disastrous situations, and we will read it in Chinese. And there are seven disastrous situations. We will go through three of them first.
对，到风难的话，第三个哈，七难总共有火、水、风、刀杖、恶鬼、幽细跟显露哈，这七个。那我们念到第三个风，黑风吹动的话呢，是一二三四五，就是第二段的第五行那边。应该是以是因缘观世音菩萨，对。好，我们大家一起念一下。
So we will chant the Chinese first.
若有慈是观世音菩萨，摄入大火，火不能烧，由是菩萨威神力故。若为大水所漂，称其名号，即得浅处。若有百千万亿众生，为求金银琉璃砗磲玛瑙珊瑚琥珀珍珠等宝，入于大海，假使黑风吹其床房，飘堕罗刹鬼国。其中若有乃至一人称观世音菩萨名者，是诸人等皆得解脱罗刹四难，以是因缘名观世音好。那你要不要带英文的？
Okay, so we will chant in English also. So we start from the page 4. If those who hold the name of Guanxing Bodhisattva should fall into a great fire, and then we go to all the way to page 6. For this reason, he called the enlightened one who listens to the voices of the world.
If those who hold the name of Guanxing Bodhisattva should fall into a great fire, the fire will not burn them. Because of Guanxing Bodhisattva's awesome spiritual power, if they are being tossed about in deep and treacherous waters and call his name, they will quickly reach the shallows. Hundreds of thousands of myriads of millions of men in search of gold, silver, lapis lazuli, chudana and carnelian, coral, amber, pearls and other precious treasures may run afoul of violent squalls that blow their ships to the lands of Rakshasas. But if one man among them calls the name of Guanxing Bodhisattva, then the entire group will all be saved from those of the Rakshasas. For this reason, he is called the enlightened one who listens to the voices of the world.
啊，这边啊提出七种难啊，那这七种难呢是普门品中很有名的七难啊，这七种苦难呢是一种代表，我们说苦难才不止这七种呢，还比这个还要多得多哈。观世音菩萨有求必应，所有的苦难都是会去救济的。
So this is the famous seven disastrous situation in the Universal Door chapter. So these seven disastrous situation is a representative that Guanxing Bodhisattva will help us once we request it. They just represent different disastrous situation. Seven is hardly enough for all the possible disasters in this world.
这七难呢，主要就是，其实观世音菩萨有，观身救苦、观心救苦、观色救苦。那我们七难是属于观身救苦。
Because of like Guanxing is enlightened, she was able to observe the voice and help to relieve the pain. And she can also respond and observe the minds to relieve the pain. She can also contemplate, respond to appearances to relieve the pain. Here we focus on contemplate and respond to voices to relieve the pain.
那观世音菩萨所以称为寻难啊，或者是闻声救苦啊，寻声救苦是因为任何一个地方啊，只要众生念观世音菩萨，他都可以给予救济。
So, the reason we say Guanxing Bodhisattva can observe the sound, can contemplate the sound and relieve the pain is that whenever, wherever we are, we chant her name, she will able to come instantly to help.
很多人可能不大相信哈，因为等一会会跟大家再讲，有多少人认为这个不大可能。
So some people just can't believe. They, you know, in the beginning, they find it hard to believe. How many people find it, you know, doubtful?
Raise your hand.
Suspicious.
Is it possible? Why? Josh, why? Do you think it's possible? Oh, okay. Then. Okay. Then. You just believe it's a faith. blind faith.
就是刚才我们果顺法师问这位 Josh 菩萨说就是为什么你觉得这是可能的呢？你觉得这是可能的吗？为什么你觉得这是可能的？那我们 Josh 菩萨说，我相信这是可能的，但是我也不能解释说这是为什么。
那我说他是盲信，叫迷信。
So, yeah.
刚刚开始有福报的人是迷信，可是他慢慢的了解以后，他就觉得他这个他会增加他的信心。迷信比没有信好，我常常讲 better than nothing.
So, 法师 was joking that, so in the beginning it's blind faith, it's almost superstitious, but 法师 was saying blind faith is better than no faith.It's better than nothing.
为什么我觉得你比不相信好呢？人间啊，很多大大小小的事情，我们没有办法全部都了解。
So why do I think that blind faith is better than nothing, better than no faith? Because there are things, little or big, in this world, we just cannot be, you know, cannot be aware of all of them. We cannot be all known to the reasoning behind them.
所以当我们有人力做不到的，那为什么有个东西让我们这样求？我觉得至少让我们心安，不是也很好吗？
So there are.Of course, there are things we can't be aware, can't know the reasoning, and there are also things that our, you know, human power can't do ourselves. And once we have this blind faith in the beginning, we start asking for help, and we will gain the calm, the peace in our heart, which is very nice, better than no faith.
那慢慢的从养性就变为正性，就是像我们常常来听闻佛法。那我是希望下个月讲完的时候，你们至少觉得一心称念是真的有用。
So gradually, once you have this blind faith, you gradually turn into a more authentic, more genuine, the true faith.That's when we will truly understand the power, the effect of chant with all minds.
所以我是鼓励大家不要停闻法，就是不要停止闻法，一直听下去，因为这中间的有些法是跟你会相应的。
So what I encourage you to do is that you keep listening to Dharma talks, don't stop.There are some dharmas that are more, you will get more benefit out of it. It's like you have this it's like this telegraph way of remotely feeling, you know, getting more benefit. There are dharma talk that you feel more relatable and you will gradually...become more encouraged.
我平常都希望照我的进度讲，就讲得很快，有的时候呢就用飞的或者跳的讲啊。后来我发觉佛法讲不完，那能够听多少算多少，那所以呢我这个还是慢慢讲，可能今天七难都讲不完。
So 法师was saying that what she used to do is she would set goals of, oh, how many chapters, how many topics should we cover today? And she would skip and skimming and quickly browse through some sections and slides. And then she just realized the Dhamma is limitless, it's infinite. So she started to slow down and explain.But Fa Shi saying we still need to cover enough topic we want to cover today.
那修习呢，就是要修你自己最难的那个部分嘛，哈，习气嘛，哈。 那习气，所谓叫习气，就是你已经很习惯了嘛，动不动你就拿那个做你的剑嘛，哈，就做你的盾嘛，哈。所以呢，就是要慢慢，我就是脾气急，所以要 slow down。
So, 法师 was sharing that practice, the most hardest part of practice is get rid of the habits, the habitual thing that you get used to, those things you use as a shield to shield around the rest of the world. For 法师 she believed that, she is, you know, quick-tempered, so she wants to slow down.
所以对我来讲，慢下来，慢慢的讲，越急的时候讲话声音就要越慢。那我们碰到越急的时候讲话就会大声跟很快嘛，哈。
So for 法师 the way to practice is whenever she feels, she's quick-tempered and in a hurry, she will try to slow down and soften her voice. Usually when you're like in a hurry and you're quick-tempered, you will, have a fast-paced voice and have a loud voice.
那我们刚刚讲到火灾哈，其实世界上每个人都会碰到啊，有的运气很好，可能都没有碰到火灾啊。可是火灾有时候会让你倾家荡产啊，那还有时候会危及到人的生命呢、啊，大家都很害怕。那碰到这样，我们要怎么办
？So Fashi started about the first disastrous situation, which is the fire. Fire is one of the more commonly seen disastrous situations. Some of you might have, encountered it or witnessed it or, heard about it. Fire is a very serious distress situation. It can, make people lose their assets and treasures. It can threaten their life. So we are usually scared when we hear about fire.
那我记得我那时候念大学的时候，我是念静宜的台中。有一次我们隔壁那个是我们也是女众的休息的地方哈，就是疗房。那有一个小火灾啊。就每个人就半夜嘛就逃出来，我一个同学分享，他说他拿的是一个热水瓶。
So Fashi was sharing the story when she was in school in Jingyi in Taiwan, Jingyi College in Taiwan. So they have a small fire in her dormitory. And in the middle of the midnight, everybody started fleeing. And there's one of her friend just come out with a thermostat. The thermal bottle for water.
所以呢，我们知道火灾这件事情啊。我们就事先要预防，你就想想看你重要的东西是什么，都平常要摆好，是你是抱钱呢，还是抱护照，还是抱小孩，有的人就先跑了，小孩就在里头，所以你自己要先想好。
So Fashi was sharing that it's very important to, as a preventive step to know what's most important to you in case of fire. Do you hold your money? Do you hold your passport? Do you hold your baby?
那所以当然最重要的是防火，那你自己要小心火烛啊，这个是很重要的，就是平常就是要注意这些。
And another thing is to have the knowledge to prevent fire, to be aware of candles and electricity in your home and just be cautious in general.
那可是真正碰到火灾的时候你怎么办？
So what do you do when you actually encounter one?
那我们在这边哈，你看，若是持观世音菩萨的名号，词啊，重要是一个词， 所以当碰到真正火灾的时候，你要让你讲你平常有念观世音菩萨名号习惯的人，你这时候就很自动的会持，让你的心就能够安定下来。
So in the text on page 4 it said, if those who hold the name of Guanxing Bodhisattva, so here the hold is the emphasis here. So if you hold, if you chant her name constantly in your daily practice, you'll be able to chant her name in emergency situation like this.
这时候呢，火就烧不到我们，因为你心安定嘛。
That's when the fire can't burn you because your heart is in a calm and peaceful state.
好，我问大家三个火灾的观念。当火在，这个是20层的楼，当火在第10层烧，你在住在第12层，火烧的时候你要怎么跑？
So I have a question for you. In a 20-floor building,when there is fire on 10th floor and you're living on the 12th floor, which way are you fleeing? Which way are you escaping?
Steve 是 Paul Steven 啊，是他叫什么名字？ Paul? Or Josephine, you are nurse. You are nurse. How do you do if you have a patient on the 12th floor? 搭电梯下吗？
So the fire is on the 10th floor and the,
you live, on,
you
the
live on 12th. What do you do? Do you go down with the elevator?
Or you go up.
Or you go up.
To the roof.
To the roof.
谁知道答案？都不知道。他们叫说你死定了。只要你不会往，你就往上嘛，哈哈。要往上还往下？对，往下就是你活了。往上的人就是你可能死定了，假如火真的是烧起来就死定了。这个就是事先要有防火的尝试。还有假如现在我们外头火烧，我们又走不出去哈，怎么办？你在这间你怎么办？你是出去呢还是不出去？
So, Fashi was sharing in the first situation, you want to, go down by the, fire stairs, to go down.
不能坐电梯，电梯可能就断线，咻，你死得更快。
So you can't do the elevator because it could, the electricity could be shut down. So you want to go down using the fire stairs, because if you go down, you might be alive, but if you go up, the fire will, burn upwardly. And the second situation is, if there's a fire outside and we're inside, what do we do? Do we go out or we shut in?
因为我们一打开，外头都是黑烟，会致我们死是黑烟哦，不是火。这个要了解是黑烟，所以你。蒙着那个你觉得有效吗？你蒙着这个有效吗？除非你是真的是那个防火员的那种，要不然的话这个真的没有效。
So Fashi was sharing that in most situations it's good that you shut in because if you go out there will be black smoke which causes the smothering the and usually unless you have those firemen's like mask, it's very hard for you. So it's recommended to shut in and stay inside.
那有很多的资讯说我们要躲在厕所里面哈，那个有浴的那个通那个管子，那个也是叫死定了，因为可能外头已经有黑烟上来了，跟平常的状况不一样了。
And there are this misunderstanding and there's some information that we should go to the toilet, the bathroom. But that's actually a misunderstanding because that, the smoke might go through all the pipes.
那现在有两个状况，就是你假如家里面是现代的家里面，所有的设备其实它是耐火的，反而你出去更危险。可是假如你是老房子，可能很多的设备啊，那个壁纸啊是容易易燃的，那你可能就要想办法出去了。 那你躲在洗澡间呢，洗澡间因为一般我们那个 curtain 是很容易染的，所以反而你躲在里头更危险，所以你要找一个房间是比较现代的，那可以逃的。所以有时候躲在房间里面，不要从窗口，你在12层楼跳下去也是叫死定了。
So, Fashi was saying that it really depends on the situation. If you're in a more modernly furnished home, then a lot of them are fireproof, so it's actually safer to stay inside. But especially if you're in older furnished home, then the bathroom will have more like flammable curtains. So in that case, it's very dangerous to stay in the bathroom. So it really depends on the situation. Also, once you stay in the more modern, more escapable room. And another thing is don't jump from the window if you live on the 12th floor.
那假如你在二楼跳下去，大概腿只有腿可能会断了，那命还救得下来哈。可是在上面的话，除非你有特别的技巧，要不然一般的就不要从楼上跳。
So unless you're on the second floor and you might hurt your leg, but still save your life. But if you're in higher floors, don't jump from the window.
其实这些啊，就是你事先有这方面的知识，到临场的时候你就会比较安定。所以事先的预防跟你当下心的安定都可以让你可以有活命的机会的会比较高。
So usually the more knowledge you accumulate in daily life, the calmer, the more peaceful you will get in the actual dangerous situation, and it enhances your chance to stay alive.
那至于那个我们当发生火灾的时候呢，我们常有很多人想的就是财产嘛哈，想办法要进去救嘛哈。那当我们知道念观世音菩萨的时候呢，我们其实在那个时候，因为我们什么时候做不能做的时候，我们就很虔诚的念观世音菩萨的圣号。至少我们会虔诚念的时候，我们就知道有护法神在我们的旁边，心也容易安定。
So usually what we do is we rush back and save our property and assets. But if we chant Guan Yin Bodhisattva's name genuinely with our heart, we will have a calmer mind. We know that there are Dharma protectors protecting us.
那我们只要安定，我们其实就可以知道该要怎么样处理事情呢。
And once we are calmer, we will get our priorities straight. We know how to deal with priorities, what we want to save, how to deal with the current situation.
这个是发生在日本啊，1923年的时候有一个日本的大地震啊，大概那时候死亡人是十几万。在日本东京有个叫浅草地区啊，差不多会要被烧光了。可是在浅草区里头个公园里头有一个水池哈，也都被烧干了。可里头有个观音寺啊，是一个日本旧的建筑物，大概有3万个灾民啊聚在那边。
So, Fashi want to share a story. In 1923, there is a huge earthquake in Japan.Basically, there are, 100,000 people, didn't survive this earthquake. And in Japan's Qiantao region, which is loosely translated as, shallow.
Tokyo.
Tokyo. It's near Tokyo. So, and in this Qiantao area, the whole, in Tokyo, the whole park is burnt and the whole, the pool is dried up. But near that area, there's Guanyin Temple, and there are 30,000
people who Japanese, they try to stay there in the temple, they find shelter in the temple.
人在危急的时候就会激起宗教情操，所以呢，他们在那个时候呢，就异口同声的一起在那边称呼观世音菩萨的圣号啊，三万多个人都平安。那现在那个古寺还留在那边，当做给人家当做圣迹去纪念。
So when people are in urgent emergency situations, that's when their religious belief are instigated, are motivated. And these 30,000 Japanese who are suffering this earthquake, they gather together, they chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name together, and they are able to survive.
那在主要哈，就是说我们认识普门。
Sorry, this is not earthquake. This is a fire. Yeah.
不是，他是对，没错。可是因为有大火烧嘛，把那边都烧掉了。
Oh, sorry. This is like a fire during the earthquake. I was a bit confused.
都把它
，Yeah.
都把它烧光了哈。好。那解释完了吗？
解释完了。
OK， 好。那主要的用意就是说，我们的普门品就是希望大家能够念观世音菩萨的圣号啊。你有信心，你一定就有感应啊。而且只要你自己有那个愿心呢，你就会有这种感应。所以你碰到任何困难的时候，可以大家试着念念。观世音菩萨，他可以帮助你度过这个苦难的。
So what we want to emphasize is, once you hold Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, once you have that faith, you will get the benefit of Guanyin Bodhisattva. Once you have the willingness, you will get the benefit of Guanyin Bodhisattva. So in your daily life.It's worth trying to hold Guanyin Bodhisattva's name in your difficult situations, and you will get help.
那他这边有若有大水啊，我们现在讲到水哈，称其名号，记得浅处啊。他没有说他给你吹到土地上啊，他到浅处。所以观世音菩萨，他你称他的名号的时候，你自己也要帮你自己忙啊，就是两边要感应道交。他把你冲到浅处，你自己要走上去啊！所以你很多，他就是要互相的，不是只要靠我观世音菩萨。有很多说，哎，我平常不念，我有事情我才念。那个可能他就帮救到比较深的地方，你还要走远一点。
So here we start a second disastrous situation. If they are being tossed about in deep and treacherous waters and call his name, they will quickly reach the shovels. This is on page 5. So here, Guanyin Bodhisattva, this is a mutual process of you helping yourself while Bodhisattva help you. So it didn't say that Guanyin Bodhisattva will...you know, put you on the land and you don't need to do the work yourself. She will put you into a shallow area, so you still need to go up yourself. So this mutual process is also applicable of name chanting. So in your daily life, you also want to chant her name, not just in, emergency situations. It's this mutual help.
师父也讲过，他说他在小的时候，在中国大陆，他碰到两次的水难，就是大河。师父住的地方就是在，舟山嘛，哈，江苏，就外面都是海哈，说大海啊，大河啊，还有下雨不停，就那个水，海水都倒灌。他那时候你怎么办呢？你一点办法都没有的时候。只有念观世音菩萨。
So our 师父, our Master Shen Yan shared some of his story. When he was little, he lives in southeastern China near the sea.
So there will be like flooding situations. There are, you know, lots of the rain during the rain season, and sometimes the seawater would go back to the river. And in those situations, you really have, you don't have any method to fix it. And what you can only do in that situation is to chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name.
那我们现在再跟大家提第三个难哈，就是黑风的难啊。
So the third disastrous situation that we mentioned is the storm.
那在经文里面有讲金银琉璃砗磲玛瑙珊瑚琥珀珍珠等宝啊，这个在一般的人认为这个是宝，我们学佛的人什么是宝？
佛法僧。
对，我们是三宝是我们的宝。
So the third disastrous situation in the sutra I mentioned, you know, man in search of gold, silver, blah blah blah, and other precious treasures. So for them, these things, these gold and silver metals, they are treasure, they are jewelry. So for Bodhisattvas, what is our jewelry, our treasure?
所以呢，我们在世间财宝遇到灾难的时候呢，我们现在已经教我们念观世音菩萨嘛哈，但是学佛的人也会遇到灾难。
So sorry, the three jewel is Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and so for us, whenever there are disastrous situation, we should chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name. So we want to share a story of a very venerable, you know, Dharma master back in Tang Dynasty in around 8th century. So he, when he was going to India to, you know, ask and study for the Dharma Sutras, he, on his way there, he encountered all sorts of disastrous situations, and he mentioned them in his book about, you know, Western realm of Tang Dynasty.
那那时候呢，他又缺水，又迷路，还有他差不多就快要临，就要碰到死亡的时候。
So he was in this very distressed situation when he's out of water, he lost his way, and he was dying.
那他那时候就是念观世音菩萨的名号，就突然就找到水源，找到路，那有水有路，他就继续走了嘛，哈。
And he chanted Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, and then he was able to find water and find the road. And once he found the water and road, he was able to survive.
所以在一般我们修学佛法的时候，求法、学法的时候呢，在佛法这个大海之中，也会碰到黑风吹来的灾难。
So,once we learn about Buddhism, we practice in the sea of, you know, Dharma, there are also times when the black wind, the violent storm blows our way.
那我们一定要有个心态哈，那个师父常常讲的，难忍、能忍、难行、能行，还有还是这两个。
So your heart, your motivations, your attitude toward this situation is very important. So our Shifu has a saying, it loosely translates, If it's hard to tolerate, you have the capability to tolerate. If it's hard to do, you have the capability to do.
那我们也常常讲啊，吃的苦中苦，方为人上人。
So there's a Chinese saying, if you're, you have the capability to go through the hardship that normal people can't go through, then you can attain the height that normal people can't attain.
所以呢，当我们要发愿，要做一个大愿的时候呢，我们常常就一定会碰到他来给你测试啊，就看你心态怎么讲。你心里是觉得是灾难，他就是一定是灾难。你觉得他来做，来测试你，你的修行的程度，那你就很容易可以走过啊。
So whenever you have a great vow, you have more ambitious, you know, long-term vow, there are times when you're tested about your attitude. If your mind treat it as a disastrous situation, then it's a disastrous, painful situation. If your mind stays peaceful and treat it as just a, you know, test from Bodhisattva, and to test your practice, to test your willingness of your vows, and then you will be able to pass the test.
那你们也不要害怕说啊，我一发愿他就来测试。
And also don't be afraid to make vows and be scared that, oh, once I make my vows, then I will be tested.
那要不然我们就生生世世就在轮回里面转。
If we don't make vows, we will just keep, you know, life after life, you know, being rotated in the six realms, never get out.
那所以呢，黑风也可以说是一种比喻啊，形容有大的磨难来折磨修行人。
So this black violent storm is also a metaphor that there are a great test for people who are diligently practicing.
那这里面有一个叫他被黑风吹了呢，就吹到罗刹鬼国。罗刹鬼国啊，有两种解释，一个是吃人的恶鬼，一个是心里的恶鬼。
So here in the sutra it says, blow their ships to the lands of Rakshasas. So Rakshasas is this Sanskrit, and it has two meanings. One meaning is, you know, the evil ghost that eats people. The second meaning is the evil ghost in your mind.
如果我们为了求财富或者求法宝啊，那内心产生很大的矛盾的时候呢，在就是外面的人可能要了我们的命啊，这个我们可以讲说我们遇到了罗刹。
So when you're asking, you're you know, trying to get treasures, be it worldly treasures or Dharma treasures, sometimes you encounter conflicts, and there might be beings, you know, threatening your life. That's when we call in Sanskrit Rakshasas.
所以当我们内心有挣扎或者碰到压迫的时候呢，我们为了要救我们自己身体啊，或者我们学佛的慧命的时候，也要念观世音菩萨的圣号。
So when we are struggling, when we're facing this threat, we want to protect our body and we want to protect our wisdom. What we do is we chant Guan Yin Bodhisattva's name.
那这三个难呢，最有意思的地方是，其中若有乃至一人称念观世音菩萨名者， 是诸人等皆得解脱罗刹之难。只要一个人念呢，其他的人就受益了。
So the a very interesting point in the sutra text, Fa Shi mentioned is, but if one among them calls the name of Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva, then the entire group will all be saved from the throes of the Rakshasas. For this reason, he is called the enlightened one who listens to the voices of the world. So here, a very interesting point is, one among them calls the name of Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva, then the entire ship get saved.
那后面的四五六七就不一样，要每个人都要念。你看经文里头最后第二段倒数第二行前面啊，众伤人闻俱发生言，所以要大家一起念，不能只有一个人念。这后面的四个难的时候就要大家每个人都要念。
So, Fa Shi mentioned, it's interesting, there are later texts which mentions, there are later disastrous situations which requires everybody to chant the name. So if you go to later points, so if all the, it's on page 9. So upon hearing this exhortation, if all the traders in unison cry out, Namo Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva, by virtue of calling out Guan Shi Yin's name, they will immediately go free. So it's interesting in the later text for this situation, all the traders needs to be, in unison cry out her name.
那大家为什么会觉得有没有觉得怀疑？为什么一个人念前面火、水跟黑风，一个人念，其他的人就一起被救？那为什么后面要一个个的念
？So, what do you feel about this situation? Do you feel suspicious that in the previous disastrous situation, for the fire, the storm, the wind? You just have one people needs to chant, but for the perilous road situation, you need all the traders to chant together.
那其实哈，你怎么知道？因为七难只不过是代表，那你怎么知道这一难来的时候，到底一个人念，大家就可以得救，还是要大家要求每个人都要念
？So. The seven disastrous situations really just are representative of all different situations. When this difficult situation arises, it's hard to know. How do you know if one person chanting is enough or everybody should be chanting?
其实他前面的那个是一个人念，其他的人也心里面也同意你在念，不是我一个人念，有一个人唱反调的在旁边，那也是不怎么灵的啊。
So the truth is in the previous paragraph, when only one man is chanting, the other people are also praying silently in their heart, in their mind. It doesn't work if one man is chanting and all the others are disturbing him and disagreeing with him.
那因为时间的关系哈，就赶快讲到结语哈。第一个就是要发愿，发愿呢，就是至少你心里面要开始要说我要这样做。那要怎么做呢？一心称名，那还要做出来。每次从你可以做得到的地方开始，就是说你的愿可以发很大，可是你的下手的地方是你可以做得到。所以发愿。一心称名，是我们这个月啊，到下个月九月十八号，是跟大家见面可以用功的地方。
So let's due to the time limit, let's quickly go to the summary. So the most important point we talked about is first we want to make vows. Once we have the willingness, we can start practicing and approaching what we want to. Achieve.
And the second is chant with all your hearts. Have that focusedness and determination. Be able to start practicing from chanting the name with all your heart.
所以我们常常发愿，有发大愿，还有小愿。就是那个小愿是我们可以做得到的，我们能力可以做得到的地方，最重要要跟你的行要结合，不要发发的愿，可是你根本都没有去执行啊，这个不行的。
So, Fa Shi was saying for vows, there are different vows. There are more grandeur, long-term vows, and there are small doable, more practical vows. And these little, smaller, shorter-term vows is very important because you will be able to combine it with your daily practice. You can do it. The execution part is as important as the vow, the willingness part.
我们发愿就是希望我们跟我们的行动可以结合。我们一心称念呢，就让我们的心有力量。那力量有多大呢？是不可思议的。
So once we have the vows, we will be able to start the action. And one part of action is to chant with all our hearts. And once we start chanting, our hearts will have the strength and power. And you know, how strong is that power? It's limitless.
那我们怎么让我们能够一心呢？就是我们常常要练习观这个心，随时随地看自己的心，观这一念心，不让这个心到处乱跑。
So how do we be able to do, you know, chant with all mind, which basically is one mind? We should be able to be mindful. We observe our mind all the time, to be able to do that, to have that focusedness, that mindfulness.
我们今天就到这边结束。
Okay, we will stop here today.